Councilor Greenberg, Councilor Kalis, Councilor Brazel Glazer, and Councilor Rice. The first docket item is 377-18. President Laredo appointing John Castellotti,
if you like.
Castellotti.
They spelled your name wrong.
I left it to you.
Alvin Newton Center as a member of the Institutional Biotech Committee for a term to expire July 1st, 2021. And thank you, John, for being here. And why would you like to be on that committee?
Well, I think it's a really important committee. It's already accomplished something extremely helpful for the city of Newton, which is helping to spearhead a change in the regulations. And making it a lot easier for biotech companies to come into Newton. We've seen, and I think we've already gone from bronze status to gold. Which is pretty phenomenal. And so I think, and with the success of Carrie Farm, I originally and still am the city council's representative to the group that inspects these labs once a year, along with Chris Murphy, who's the mayoral appointee. And so the two of us actually do the on-site inspections, but then the IBC group was sort of separately working to try and make it easier for companies to come in. We had connections between these two groups. Carl Cohen and I were, go back a long way as colleagues, and we realized that we should be working together. So, and coordinating our efforts. So informally over the last year, Chris and I have met on, with the IBC. Carl Munger, who's on the IBC, has sort of filled in as on inspections, because we're getting more and more of them, which is good. And, I was saying to Susan, whom I've known since our days on the Adult Education Commission together a couple of decades ago, now that we're getting more companies here, Carrie Fimes, Simumab is subletting, to another company. The Atrium is going to get a company. There's going to be a lot of inspections to do. Schedules aren't, you want to be able to do those rapidly, especially when new protocols come online. You don't want those folks waiting a couple months to get busy schedules to coordinate. So that's not why I'm here, but I'm making a pitch to you to perhaps consider having, more than one council appointee to the inspection group and to the more than one mayoral appointment to the inspection groups. The expertise that we need is going to have to be greater and greater as well. No two people can know everything. We've done fine so far, but that's one suggestion I would make. But as far as the IBC is concerned, I do have a lot of connections with these companies. I do believe in what the goal of the IBC is, which is to make Newton a better and easier, a place that companies will think of first rather than, that's going to be too much rigmarole or too expensive to go there. So,
questions, Susan?
So I have to say, I don't have any questions for John. I've known, we've worked together at Tufts for years, and mm-hmm. we're getting a researcher par excellence.
Oh, thanks.
And the fact that you're willing to give so much of your time to this is really amazing.
I've always been, as Susan will know, been interested in and believe in community service. I did a lot of public advocacy work for the American Heart Association because they funded a lot of my grants. I have done service work for the NIH because they funded my grants. And I live here and raise my kids here. And so I certainly want the city to have, the best that they can too. So it's just part of my DNA, I think.
There's nobody here. Are you in Ward 6? That's Ward 6, aren't you in Ward 6? Vicky's your...
I vote at Mason Rice.
Greg's not yet. So Greg's
not here. Yeah. So there's a motion to approve.
Any other questions? All in favor? That is unanimous. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Am I free to go home?
Free to go.
You put my hand above my heart.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hope you feel better.
No, it feels okay. But I appreciate the vote of confidence.
So the other appointment?
Do you want to throw
yes.
in?
Yeah.
Too late.
So what other appointments do we have that
people have? Elizabeth Ingram.
Okay.
Yeah, the next two.
Okay. Elizabeth, come on down.
Eli.
Right.
Okay.
Her Honor the Mayor appointing Eli Ingram.
Yes,
with
thank
it,
you.
187 Woodward Street, Waubon, as a member of the Human Rights Commission for a term to expire May 15th, 2021. Thank you very much for participating in this committee, and why would you like to be part of it?
Because if there were ever a time to step up, it is now, which I know is stating the obvious for all of us here. But individually, I've always considered myself an activist leader, and I really like to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. As a community person, the gentleman before me mentioned community service, and I take it very seriously and feel that in our community, first of all, I'm very grateful that we have an HRC. As a gay person, it's been something that I've, you know, kind of turned to and relied on, and it would be just such a privilege to be part of that in this community, but to also participate in it in a way that helps not only protect fellow citizens and fight things like racism and bigotry and things like that. I was recently working at Facing History and Ourselves, which is very directly connected to doing that. It would also be to, on a positive note, to really elevate and celebrate diverse voices. So it's not just sort of defending, it's kind of amplifying and celebrating. And then I think both of those things combined really just in a larger context of our nation. You know, change is going to happen locally, and drive is going to build locally and help inform the states and who we're going to take back tonight, hopefully. So that's kind of in a nutshell why.
Thank you so much. Questions from the committee. Susan.
So I've recently become engaged with the Muslim community in Newton. And they came, a bunch of them came to my house, and we had conversation. And we decided there's not much going on that brings the Muslim community into the community, the broader community. Mm-hmm. And we were hoping we could look. We discussed looking to the Human Rights Commission for finding ways mm-hmm. to focus attention. And I know they did co-sponsor a program on Muslim issues at the library, so that was terrific. But mm-hmm. I think we could do more, because I think they're feeling kind of left out. So I just offer you that, if you could bring that to the commission.
I love that, and you may recall a few years ago when the Muslim kind of identity and issue kind of came up more than it had, there were some community engagements and some groups that I can easily connect back with, so I'm very happy to take
I have
up
names of people if you'd like to connect up that way.
Yeah, really important that they help drive that dialogue
absolutely.
With us and for us. So. And activating some of the students. I find my daughter brings home kids from all different countries, and I think that's another place.
Thank you for being willing to serve.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Any other questions? You're in my ward, Ward 5. Are you up by the Chestnut Street side of Woodward Street, or are you down by Route 9?
Closer to Lincoln Street.
Okay.
Yeah, so Route 9.
I run the High Community Center, too, so you should go to you should go to our summer concerts.
Oh, we do?
Oh, I'm glad. I'm getting an audience one person at a time. Friday night we have a really good band, and we have Huffington 2 is the movie.
Paddington
2.
Thanks for
that. Paddington 2.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Great movie.
Yeah, we have been there many times.
Oh, I'm glad.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
So there's a motion to approve for myself. All in favor? That is unanimous.
Thank you. Until recently, sadly, but still very much connected. I don't think I might come around again.
Why not? Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
When Paddington smokes his pot, they call him Huffington.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Who's in Huffington?
Tamika.
Sniff in the can.
Didn't work perfectly. It was more comedic effect. I'm
sorry. How would you say your last name? I'm really bad at pronouncing it.
Everyone is really bad at pronouncing that. It's Olszewski.
Olszewski.
Yes.
Her Honor the Mayor appointing Tamika Olszewski, 341 Lexington Street, Auburndale, as a member of the Human Rights Commission for a term to expire May 15th, 2021. Thank you, Tamika, and we really appreciate you participating in that committee and commission, and why would you like to be part of it?
I think the impetus for wanting to be engaged with not just the Human Rights Commission, but many other organizations that are doing this type of work around Newton, where the incidents, anti-Semitic incidents a day, and a few other incidents that I'd heard from various parents in our schools. I am the mother of rising third grade twins, and for them, I do this type of work because that really opened my eyes to the fact that we needed to have more community conversations and community discourse around the things that make us different. And being able to bridge those gaps and being able to celebrate our differences is something that is completely important to me, and I think is important to everybody. And I found this lovely and robust community of folks that are active and engaged and doing this work. And it just makes it so much more impactful when you can really see that you're making a difference and that it's being reciprocated and appreciated.
Questions? Susan.
By what you said, you reminded me of, are you part of Forge?
I am. I'm one of the parent, we call ourselves parent leaders, but we are expanding and maybe applying for nonprofit status to be able to fundraise and do more work. It's a wonderful collaboration we have with Newton Public Schools in having little parent groups that, if you think of it as a spoke on a wheel, we have our unified mission and our unified meetings. And then we have supported various school-based groups that are doing the same type of work around inclusion and celebrating diversity and supporting each other. So it's been really awesome.
And having that link to the Human Rights Commission is really good.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
Very
yes.
Nice.
What is Forge?
Families Organizing for Racial Justice.
Correct.
Correct. Which with a J.
That's great.
And a question? Sorry, Barbara.
This isn't a question, just a comment. I just want to say that Tamika is a Burr parent, a fellow Burr parent, and I'm very excited and thrilled that you will be joining the Human Rights Commission. Thank you.
Is that supposed to be a positive?
So is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'm also thrilled. I know we have met, and so I'm thrilled that you have been nominated to this, and I would be happy to motion that we approve.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve. All in favor? And that is unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
You don't have to stay all night with us, so
no.
You get to go home.
A couple of kids will be thrilled about that.
Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Okay. David, come on down. So, Kuppenheimer, right?
Kuppenheimer, yes.
Honor the mayor appointing David Kuppenheimer at 12 Sylvester Road, West Newton, as a member of the Human Rights Commission for a term to expire May 15, 2021. Thank you very much, David, and we appreciate you participating in that commission. And why do you want to be part of the Human Rights Commission?
Well, as already been noted, these are times that require, I think, all of us to step up and be aware of the violations of human rights that are going on in our country and do something about it. I've spent my life working in the human services field. I've worked in various hospitals around the area and then ran a treatment program in the state prison system for many years before I retired. Since retiring, I was on the board of a nonprofit in Cambridge that deals with batterers and worked at a local food bank, and just really feel like I need to give something back to the community. I've lived in Newton since 86, hard to believe, but retired. I have the time, I have the energy, and really want to give something back to the city of Newton.
Thank you very much. Questions from the committee?
I feel like I'm obligated.
Okay. Susan is required to ask a question.
It's not a question either, but I think bringing a human resources, human services perspective is great for the Human Rights Commission, so I thank you for doing that.
Sure.
Greg.
Thank you for your interest in serving. Sure. It looks like you bring tremendous experience. I noticed one of your experience was actually being on the advisory board to the Human Rights Commission back in the 90s.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
What was it like then, and how has it changed, or how do you want it to change?
Well, to be honest with you, I have to say that I thought being on the advisory committee was useless. I served for a year, felt like I really didn't contribute anything, and left because I wasn't making a contribution.
You might say you would advise against it.
Yes, exactly. But I have been to a couple of meetings recently of the commission, and it seems like it's quite different from the way it operated 20 years ago. And so I'm looking forward to being part of that.
Great. And do we still have an advisory board for the Human Rights Commission? Does anybody know?
I'm not sure. David?
Seems like an extra layer.
Yeah. We can get that answer
But I mean, I think those experiences would be helpful if they do have an advisory board to make it more useful.
Yes.
So boring.
Right. Or wasteful.
Don't want people to be bored.
Okay, so is there a motion to approve?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Ward 3. Oh, you have a question for me?
Fighting for approval.
I move to approve. Thank you very much.
All in favor? That is unanimous. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you
participating.
Thank you all.
So we have a number of reappointments, and then we'll have David's item. So might as well just knock through the reappointments. So with the docket item 319-18, Hermana Mayor reappointing Michelle Freshman, 39 Great Cliff Road, New Center, as a member of the Health and Services Advisory Council for term to expire January 31st, 2021, and she is being reappointed. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
There's a motion to approve. Yeah.
So I was looking at her resume, and it said that she was appointed just in 2017. I thought, was that an error? And if not, why are we having to do this again in a year after?
Maybe she was only appointed for a one-year appointment.
She might have been filling.
She may have been filling a slot. If a slot opened up, I think that they would fill it to the end of.
To the end of the term,
and then they would have another new term, which would be 3 years.
Okay. So how long are the terms usually?
So there's a motion to approve. All in favor? That is unanimous. Docket item 320-18, her honor the mayor reappointing Brian Barish, 161 Lowell Avenue, as a member of the Human Rights Commission for term to expire May 15, 2021. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move approval.
Is there a motion to approve? All in favor? That is unanimous. Docket item 321-18, her honor the mayor reappointing Kerwin Derrick, 107 Spires Street, Newton Center, as a member of the Human Rights Commission for term to expire May 15, 2021. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
There's a motion to approve. All in favor? That is unanimous. Docket item 378-18, her honor the mayor reappointing Jane Brown, 104 Edward Avenue, Nunez, as a member of the Human Rights Commission for term to expire January 1st, 2021. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve. All in favor? That is unanimous. So I think we have knocked through all the items except for David. Come on down.
Do you want Council Lorena?
Can you?
It depends on the questions, but I think we can proceed.
Come on down to the table, David.
Is he here?
We're moving to the chamber again.
He must be in public facility.
In public facility.
What?
Okay. I was thinking of public safety.
Just in case there's any questions, David.
Yes.
Docket item 350-18, Council Laredo and Kalis requesting an increase of the salary of the city clerk of the city council to $135,619 effective July 1st, 2018 to match the percentage increase included in the FY 2019 budget for age grade employees. Councilor Kalis, as you guys are the item on this person, you have the vice president on this item.
So I know that Councilor or President Laredo came in and talked to us about this. This comes in under our jurisdiction, and what we're trying to do is bring up David's salary to the levels where he's comparable to other staff. And based on his experience and expertise, we believe this is the right number, and would like to approve it.
Barbara.
Weren't we talking last time about figuring out a system so that we weren't going to be doing it this way every year?
But we never figured out that system.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. System never happened.
Okay,
and part
so
of
we'll
it,
just
and
every
and
year
that
we'll
could
do
be
this.
Something that we docket to do, but this is in expediency. We wanted to do this in the interim to get this done.
But at one point, David, weren't we doing it every 2 years, and then we got it to a year window?
It's been fairly erratic.
Is
the time.
Yeah. The city council, fairly erratic. That's
yes.
It had.
Yes. It had been at each appointment, I'm appointed by the city council every 2 years for every term. So I've been appointed now for this coming term, 2018-2019. I'll be reappointed at the end of 19 for 2021. And that's usually when the salary was set, and it was set every 2 years. It got a little erratic. A couple of times I waited 3 years before it happened. And so Mark and David are both very kind to say, well, let's make sure we are looking at this every year. 2 years ago, this position was compared to be the same, on the same level as Bob DeRubis in Parks and Rec. And so the salary number that you have in front of you brings my salary to his 2019, FY 2019 salary.
How do you cover up big balance?
Unfortunately, I don't have to do that.
Leaf floors.
That's one thing I don't
have to do. Yeah, leaf floors. Questions? Great.
So I'll just say, you know, David, you're incredibly valuable to the city and obviously to the council, and I have no problem with this at all. It should be higher, but I think we're limited by not making other department heads angry, so I guess that's why we're limited to this. I do think that it would be great if it became more of an automatic, so you don't have to, I mean, certainly not easy for you to have to sit here and what if we disagree, which obviously we don't. So maybe we could, David, are you guys working on that? Okay, maybe we can see an item on that soon.
Josh.
Yeah, I echo those sentiments, obviously. I think, not obviously, but I very highly value the work that you do, and I think this is appropriate. I think the last discussion we had, we did come to this conclusion. We said we need the one-time fix for FY19, and I notice it's effective July 1st, so that's exactly what this is, putting this into place in time for that. And we talked about maybe working with the legal department or whomever to draft the appropriate docket item so that it wouldn't be required, you know, regularly, but would actually recognize the position at the salary grade level that it is, such that the raises occur with that salary grade. So I'm supportive of both of those measures.
Great. Other questions, comments?
I don't want my silence to think that I disagree. I just 100% there. 100%.
But David, I think we all agree in this committee and the full city council what a great job you do both on this, on the city clerk side and the election side, about the amount of work you put in. But then when they did have, in the past, when they did have it 2 years in, or 3 years, did you always, were made up for the delay?
Yeah, were they?
Or did you kind of lose a year in the mix?
That was part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it on a year.
Shouldn't be so erratic.
Yeah.
From now on. Counselor.
Commissioner DeRubis, Commissioner DeRubis's salary is set by the budget that we approve, correct?
Yes.
And the mayor comes up with the salary and as us approving the budget. Is there any way we can change it to kind of peg?
That's
what you're looking for. So that way when Bob DeRubis's budget gets approved, when the city's budget gets approved with Bob DeRubis's salary, so potentially it could roll over to David's salary at the same time.
That would be optimal.
Okay. So with it, I think we're all in with it, unanimous. Who would like to make a motion? You've made a motion. All in favor? That is unanimous. Thank you, David, for all the stuff you do.
Thank you, David.
So now we're going to go in the main chamber. We'll pause it.